sheets with the Shulchan Aruch I left in the country, so we'll have to manage without. What we've seen so far is that as a general rule, Yichud, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Lo yisyached odem mishnei noshim, aval isha achas, oh, here's one, aval isha achas misyachedes mishnei anoshim. The rule is that one man is not allowed to be alone with two women, but most Rishonim understand that to mean two or more women. In other words, one man with two women, three women, four women, 1,000 women, it doesn't matter. That's a state of Yichud. Rashi Shita, there is one opinion, Rashi Shita is that two women means two women, but three women would already be Mutter. And the Ramah brings that as the Yesh Oimrim. The Ramah does bring Yesh Oimrim, which is the Rashi Shita, that one man with three women is Mutter, and B'Shas Hadchak, the Poskim are willing to rely on Shitas Rashi, since they claim it's only a Drabbanon. Anyway, once you get past one woman, it's only a Drabbanon, perhaps. So many Poskim, the Divrei Malkiel, the Rav Osner, in Sefer Halevi, are willing, B'Shas Hadchak, to rely on this Shita Rashi. B'Shas Hadchak, again, to rely on one woman and one man and three women. But most Rishonim hold that it's two is not a maximum. Two, three, four, that's Yichud. On the other hand, Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anoshim, one woman with two men is Mutter. With the proviso, two provisos. Number one, that the two men are Ksherim. We saw that in the Gemara. The men have to be Kosher, not Prutzim, not people who are not reliable. And secondly, Baderech, we require an extra person, because Baderech, we're always afraid one person is going to have to make a pit stop, so you also have to have an extra person in reserve. We spoke about all that last week. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch in Sivov, which you don't have in front of you, says, Noshim harbe im anoshim harbe ein choshishim liyichud. If there are many women and many men together, Noshim harbe im anoshim harbe, then there is no problem of Yichud. Yichud is only one man, no, even though it's one man with many women is Yichud, but if there are many, we're going to have to pin down how many is many. The Shulchan Aruch says many men with many women is not a situation of Yichud. The simple mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is that this would be true even if the men are prutzim. It doesn't qualify this halacha as being limited to ksherim, even if they're prutzim, you have a lot of prutzim and a lot of women. Nonetheless, the simple mashmois in the Shulchan Aruch is that it would be mutter. However, it should be said that the Chelkas Mechaykik, who's one of the important mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch, maintains that this heter is only if the men are ksherim. But if the men are prutzim, then you don't have the heter of anoshim harbe im noshim harbe. It's only if the men are ksherim. So, of course, the obvious question, which you should ask, is that if the men are ksherim, so what do you have to what do we need a special heter of anoshim harbe with noshim harbe? If the men are ksherim, even two men with one woman is already mutter. So why should it have to be said that anoshim harbe and noshim harbe are mutter? The answer is that the Shulchan Aruch follows the Shita of Rambam, as we know, as we saw earlier. The Rambam holds that everybody nowadays is a parutz. And only Yerchanina bar Popi b'chaverov are not putzim, but everybody nowadays is a parutz, and therefore the Rambam holds that one woman with many men is osur. We don't paskin that way. We paskin one woman with two men who are ksherim is mutter. But the Rambam and Sfarim follow the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch hold that one woman with many men is osur. So therefore, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Shulchan Aruch speaking, there would be a necessity to say that even though one woman with many men is osur, but many men with many women, that already is mutter, if they're not putzim. But if they're putzim, then even that would be osur. That's the sheet of the Chelkas Mechaykik. Others disagree, that's the Arozim, and others disagree. That's the Arozim says, he doesn't understand. According to the Rambam, everybody's a parutz. So if Anoshim Harbi and Anoshim Harbi is mutter, then by definition you're saying that it's mutter, even if they're putzim, because they're amol, that everybody's a parutz. So apparently the Chalkas Mechaykik is making a distinction within the Rambam between putzim by default and putzim whom we know to be putzim. Everybody's a parutz at a certain degree of pritzus. But a person who we know is really a real dyed-in-the-blue parutz, that's perhaps more chomer. But again, the mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch himself, the simple sense of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Rambam whom he's quoting, is that anoshim harbe and noshim harbe is mutter, period, even if they're putzim. How many is many? Of course, that's an important question here. How many is many? How many men and how many women do you have to create a state of anoshim harbe and noshim harbe? So this is what? Right, so ordinarily we would assume, the Hashkofer Rishonah, the first assumption is that it means two and two. As Mr. Berkowitz says, Miyad Rabim, we always assume many, the minimum of many is two. And therefore, Anoshim Harbi, with Noshim Harbi means two men with two women, and that's already not Yichud. And that is indeed the opinion of the Taz. The Taz says Harbi means two, that's always what Harbi means, and therefore two men and two women, even if they're Prutzim, unless you hold like Bethelkis and Chokis, would be mutter. Others disagree. The Beis Shmuel disagrees, and he says you need three and three. To be harbe, he says you need three and three. What's his proof? So he has a very lechayra, what seems to be a very strong proof from a halacha that we spent a lot of time talking about last week and the week before. If you'll remember, the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch talked about a case where you have many men who are parots. And they're not allowed to be together with a woman. Anoshim harbe with a woman is also because they're putzim. If they're putzim, but the Shulchan Aruch said that it's also many men who are parots with one woman, unless ishtoi shalachas mehem, unless one of those putzim had his wife with him. So then that parots's wife, Mrs. Parots, keeps an eye on her husband. And if he's sort of out of the, he's out of commission, he's not going to get involved in anything. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch holds, like the Rambam, like that Shita, that once you have one person who's out of commission, he serves as a shomer for everybody else. We spent a lot of time talking about this Rambam, if you'll recall, it's Machlokes Rambam in the Tur, Machlokes Rashi in the Ritva, whether we accept this principle. But the Shulchan Aruch passed in that principle, that if you have many putzim, one parot is chaperoned by his wife, that parot becomes the shomer, and therefore all of the other putzim are mutter to be alone with some other woman. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says to Beis Shmuel, let's make a cheshbon. How many people are in that situation? At a minimum, you have several putzim with one woman, but one of the putzim is chaperoned by his wife. So at a bare minimum, how many people are in that situation? Four, at least. You have at least two putzim. You have the woman who they're being misyachad with. And you have the wife who's chaperoning one of the putzim. So you have two men and two women. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter only because one of the putzim is chaperoned, and therefore he's able to be a shomer for the others, and therefore it's mutter. What do you need that for? You have anoshim harbe with noshim harbe, gaval, two men and two women. So that's already shuk. You have a lot of men, you have a lot of women. What do you have to come on to the fact that one of the putzim has his wife and she's guarding him? She could not be his wife. Two men and two women is mutter. That's anoshim harbe and noshim harbe. Says the Beis Shmuel, from here you see that two men and two women is not harbe. It's nochnisht. You haven't reached harbe yet. Harbe is three men and three women. That's the definition of harbe. What?
Still could be one, could be three, could be three.
Doesn't have to be both. Yeah, but we have to know what does the Shulchan Aruch mean by harbe. L'chor, what he means by anoshim, he means by noshim.
Two and three.
So there is a sheet that the Chayonim holds two and three. But the Shulchan Aruch said Anoshim, the Rambam said Anoshim Harbe and Noshim Harbe. So if Harbe means three, okay, it means three. Harbe, we're supposed to understand, means three. If it means two, the best that we understand that it means two. But to say Anoshim Harbe means two and Noshim Harbe means three, one is two and one is three for five, that's very hard to, very hard. Although that is the sheet of the Chayodim. So again, we have here in Machlokes how to understand that the din of Anoshim Harbe and Noshim Harbe. The Taz says it means two and two. Beis Shmuel says it means three and three. Beis Shmuel's raya is from the halacha before about the putzim, that if you have a parot, so chaperone, so then it's mutter al chaperone, but not because of the number of people that you have. So the chorus is going to sound like a very strong proof. However, if you hold like the chelkas mechaykik that anoshim harbe and noshim harbe is only by not putzim, and by putzim you don't have that heter, so then the proof would perhaps fall away. We could say that the din about the chaperone, that's where they're putzim. So you don't have the heter of anoshim harbe and noshim harbe. That's only when they're not putzim. Here they're putzim. So you need the heter that one of the putzim is chaperone, so he's put out of commission, even though he's a paritz. But when his wife is there, he behaves like not a paritz. So that's why you have to resort to the fact that his wife is there. But if you have not putzim, then perhaps you could get by with two and two. So according to the Chalukas Mechalkik, one could squeeze out of the raya. It seems to me that these two questions really, in Svara, are sort of connected one with the other. Now, it's question number one, is the heter of Anoshim Harbe and Noshim Harbe limited to kosher people, to ksherim, or does it apply to putzim as well? That's the first issue. Chalukas Mechalkik says it's limited to ksherim. Others say, Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, is that it applies to everybody. Question number two, how many is many? Is it two and two, like the Tag, or is it three and three, like the Chalukas Mechalkik? So I have a feeling that in Svara, these two issues really are connected. Because really what they both come down to is the same question. What's the nature of the heter of Anoshim Harbi and Noshim Harbi? What's the Svara behind it? Why is Anoshim Harbi and Noshim Harbi mutter? After all, many women with one man is asur. Many men with one woman, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is also asur. He holds that everybody is a parutz or a semi-parutz. So why is Anoshim Harbi and Noshim Harbi any different? So there's two ways to understand that. We could understand that it's just a degree, that we know there's a concept of busha. Two ksherim are boish from each other, putzim are not boish from each other, noshim are perhaps not boish from each other. The more people we add, the greater amount of busha we're able to precipitate. Eventually you reach a kind of threshold where we can assume that everybody is boish from the fact that you have so many people who would have to participate. So you reach a threshold of busha that prevents the yisayichud from going into effect. That's one way to understand. In other words, this what we're saying is that basically yisayichud, it's a sexual situation, it's a yichud situation, but you reach the point where you get so many people enough, so many men, so many women, but then Saint Tufil, and it breaks down, and therefore we're not chayshidim. That's one way to understand. Alternatively, we could say that if you have enough men and enough women, then it's by definition not yichud. Because then it's already a rishus harabim. It's like you opened up a marketplace. You have so many men and so many women, so it's not yichud. You put enough people there, in other words, you go to, you know, if you're in the middle of Times Square, it's not yichud. Even though maybe everybody there is a parutz, but it's not yichud. Yichud means that you're alone. If you're in a public place, it's not yichud. If you get enough men and enough women on the spot, so maybe it's public. It's not, by definition, it's not yichud. So it seems to me these two questions really, the two issues that we're talking about, hinge on how to understand this halacha. If we understand the halacha of Anoshim Harbi and Noshim Harbi is a threshold of busha, so then there's room to say, like the Chalukas Mechalkik, that if a person is really a parutz, not a stam parutz, the Rambam's stam people are putzim, but a real parutz, and we know he's a parutz, and we know he's a noisvarf, so then, or a goy, let's say, so then we don't have a right to assume that, or we can make distinctions, that maybe he's not boish, even if there's a lot of men and a lot of women, faket, maybe he's that's what he wants. So we don't necessarily, maybe in such a situation, we couldn't allow it. If, on the other hand, the heter is that it's not called yichud at all, because it's a reshus harabim, you have so many people, so then what's the difference, putzim, not putzim, even yid and goyim? A shuk is a shuk, even a shuk of goyim, there's no it's a yichud, to walk in a shuk that's all goyim. It's not a mokum yichud. Likewise, the question of how many people do we need, two and two, or three and three, also I have a feeling that depends on this issue. If you hold that it's a threshold of busha, so then once you get past the numbers that the Gemara talks about one man and two women, one woman and two men, you go beyond the threshold, the cases that we have in the Gemara, so then we can assume that the Gemara says that putzim are not boish when it's two and one, women are not boish when it's one and two, but if you have two and two, we've gone beyond the numbers that the Gemara gives us, so we've reached a higher threshold of busha than we find in the Gemara. At this point, maybe busha kicks in and we can allow it. But if, on the other hand, what we're looking for is to create a shuk, so then I would say the other way around. You see that two men is not a shuk, two women is not a shuk. So, well, or maybe that's the wrong approach. But if we're looking to create a shuk, then I could hear that you have to have three is already a rabbim in a higher degree. But I'm not saying it's muchach written in stone. But my hargosh is that these two issues might depend on this. Again, the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is that once you reach Rabim, so it doesn't matter if they're Putzim or not. The Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch as well is that you have to have three and three. So I think halacha l'maisa, that's the working assumption, is that you have to have three, you have to have two. Again, we paskin the two stam men, we paskin not like Shulchan Aruch, stam men aksherim. So if you're talking about frumi yidden, so as soon as you have two men, so right away it's mutter. But if you're talking about prutzim or goyim, so then I think the pashtus is that two and two is not mutter. The raya of the Shmuel is a very strong raya. With the prutzim, with the wife, which you need the wife to chaperone him, but otherwise, stam the fact that you have two men and two women is not enough. Once you have three and three, then I think the pashtus is that it's mutter, even though the Chalkas Mechaikik says that by prutzim you don't have the heter, but I think by three and three already, it's karev to be a shuk. Could be even the Chalkas Mechaikik was only talking about two and two. Maybe when he asked the prutzim, he was also only talking about two and two. Three and three, he might concede is already a shuk. So then I think there could be room to be the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is to be mekel. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. Right? Pashtus, it ought to be that baderech you always have to have an extra person. So you should need four and three. Right, that's what it would stand to reason, that baderech, since you have to have an extra person in reserve because somebody may go off to the side of the road. Again, I don't know if it's man hazeh that this chash of baderech is really such a strong chash nowadays. Nobody go. But let's say you have a case where it's really baderech, you're going on a hiking trip or something. Well, but even at night nowadays, well, we're talking about night sleeping. Yeah, we're going to come to night later on. We'll talk about night later on. Let's say you have a real case of baderech. People are going hiking together. So you have, the passage should be that if you have three men and three women, so if you're going baderech, you need an extra person in order to have the strategic reserve in case one person has to go off to the side of the road. The question, that should be the pashtus. The thing is this, the Rambam does not bring down the halacha of baderech at all. For that matter, the Shulchan Aruch never brought it down. It was a Ramah. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention the halacha of needing an extra person baderech. So why not? Why? What would you say? Why does the Rambam? It's a Gemara. It's a Perushi Gemara that baderech you need an extra person. So why does the Rambam leave it out? What would you say? See if you're holding the chayim.
I don't know.
What?
There's a concept.
Yeah.
It's a reality. It's a thing like mercy. In other words, two that are here, the three women and one goes off the side, they don't know which second is
going to
come there.
Yeah, but it's also in Gemara. The Gemara says Bethesh, that Baderech need an extra person. Omer Av Yudom Arav, Loishonu Elabir, Baderech need an extra person. The Rambam does not bring down that halacha at all. It does not appear in the Rambam, and it doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber. It appears in the Rambam, but not in the Mechaber. So why not? It's a Pashut the Chesmanir. Because once the Rambam holds that everybody's a parutz, so the Noisa Kalin say, the Rambam leaves it out because the Rambam holds that Bizman Azeh, it's moot. It's a dead letter. Because the Rambam holds that Bizman Azeh, everybody's a parutz. You need Rav Chanina Bar Popi, the Chaver of Tzadik Sherem. Otherwise, everybody's a parutz. So if everybody's a parutz, so the Halacha Baderech is irrelevant. What does Baderech say? Baderech says that two men are only good enough in the city. But out on the road, you have to have a third person. That's only when you're talking about Rav Chanina Bar Popi v'Chaverov. We have a halacha that two people are kosher, so baderech, you need a third Rav Chanina Bar Popi, because maybe one Rav Chanina Bar Popi is going to go to the bathroom, you're going to be left with only one, so you need a second Rav Chanina Bar Popi. But the Rambam paskins that Bizman is there, there are no Rav Chanina Bar Popis, everybody's a parutz. So what's the difference? You're going to add a third person, a fourth person, a fifth person, you can add people as many as you want. It doesn't make a difference, because even if you have 100 people, but 100 men who are prutzim, it's osur. And women, Noshim Dyson Kalik, could have 100 women and it's osur. So what's the difference? The whole halacha baderech is irrelevant. As they say, that's what the Noisa Kalim say. So the Chayim, they ask, one second, but what about, it's not irrelevant completely, what about a case of Anoshim Harbe, Vinoshim Harbe? That's not even Bizman Azeh, Pashtus. Not like the, right? You have Anoshim Harbe, Noshim Harbe, the Rambam brings his mutter. So whether it means two and two, or three and three, whatever it means. But if they're baderech, you should have to have, like Mr. Tepper said, you should have to have another person. So the Rambam should bring, the Rambam should bring the halacha baderech, at least in regard to the case of anoshim harbe and anoshim harbe. And the Rambam should say that even though anoshim harbe is mutter, so if you have three men and three women, or two men and two women, however you understand harbe, it's mutter, that's only by ear. But if you have three men and three women going hiking together, then you have to have an extra person. So why didn't the Rambam say that? Why didn't the Rambam just expunge the halacha baderech? So the chayyur from here, it would be mashma that once you reach three and three, you're not chayshish for this case of going off to the side of the road. And I think the svar is that the shasha going off to the side of the road is only when you have a situation that's basically a yichud situation. You have two men and one woman, it's a yichud situation. So we're relying on the fact that each one is shomer the other because they're boish from the other. So, but if you have a possibility that the shmira may go away because one of them will go to the bathroom for a few minutes and you're going to lose the shmira, so then you have to have an extra person in order to maintain the constant state of shmira. But if you have a case of anoshim harbi, it's not a din of shmira. There's no shmira, they're all putsim. It's a case that it's not yichud in the first place because it's already a shuk, three men, three women, and a shuk. So in that case, who says that we're chayshish? Maybe here we're not chayshish. So one will go to the bathroom for a few minutes and he'll come back. It doesn't take off. When you're talking about shmira, so if the shmira has to be every single second. Otherwise, not a shmira meula, right? So a shara meula, you have to have a shmira meula. For yichud, you have to have a shmira meula. You want to have two kshayim who are shomer each other. Right, but it's basically yichud. You need the shmira to be all the time. And if for 2 minutes the shmira is going to go away, it's not a shmira. But anoshim harbi is not a shmira dikadin. Be'etzim, it's not yichud. You have so many men and so many women, then you're in Times Square. So it's not a yichud situation. So there already, the fact that one man will go to the bathroom for a few minutes and come back, that may not necessarily take off the sense that this is a mokim of Rabbim. So therefore, from the fact that the Rabbim doesn't bring the halacha baderech, the implication is that he holds that anoshim harbi is not only ba'ir, but it applies baderech as well. And Shulchan Aruch also doesn't bring the halacha baderech because he follows the Rambam. So the Mashmais, that would seem to imply, and I saw in a contemporary sefer, a very good sefer, Divrei Seferim, which is an excellent sefer on Hilchos Yichud, because to all of the pilpul, is a very, very good sefer. He makes this cheshbon that the mashmois of the Rambam would seem to be that anoshim harbi is a heter even baderech, not only ba'ir. All right, somebody asked about nighttime, about Lila, so I want to talk about that for a couple of minutes.
Nighttime at home.
Sleepover company. No, it's not Ishta Yimei. Yeah, Ishta Yimei in a chrami. Ishta Yimei is always a heter. But if it's not Ishta Yimei, not everybody has Ishta Yimei.
So how many people?
So let's say a case like this. Let's say a minimum case of Yichud. You have two men and one woman, Ksherim. Two men and one woman. And the men are Ksherim. So Mutter, right? That's Mutter. So the Ramah brings a Ravid who says that that's only by day. But by Laila, you need an extra person.
Extra woman or extra man?
Extra man. You need an extra man. We'll talk about a woman in a second. You need an extra man.
I never understand the concept. Why is it? I think it's mine to say that you're talking about the complex. Why is it just mine to say?
So the Ravid says, because if you only have two men, so a chayshish, one will go to sleep, and the other will be left awake with the alone, in effect, with the woman, and maybe we have a state of a situation of yichud. He compares it. I don't think the Ravid himself, the Chayim compares, the Ramam himself puts it together with Aloch of Baderach. Just like Baderach, you need an extra person, because one person might go to the bathroom. So Balaiwa says the Ravid also, you have to have an extra person, because Dilma, the Lashon of the Ravid is, Adonayim Chad, Isser Iduch, one of them will go to sleep, the other one will wake up, and he'll find himself alone with this, so to speak, alone, because his other friend is snoring, and it'll be a situation of Yichud, maybe you have to have an extra person. Is that the Ravid? Oh, so 1 second. I say, that's the Ravid that the Ramah brings. So the Prisha asked an obvious question. He says, so what does it help to have an extra person? So they'll both be sleeping. What's the milah? So if you're already chayshish that the other fellow is going to go to sleep, and you're saying that sleeping is like he's not there, so what does it help to have another person? So both of them will be sleeping, and the third fellow will wake up, and vayter it's yichud. So the Prisha wants to say, the Prisha answers, that we're not talking about a case where they all went to sleep for the night. If they all went to sleep for the night, the Prisha claims then it's taka also, even if you have 10 men, because everybody's sleeping. The Rav is talking about where they're planning to be up the whole night. It's like Shavuos night or something. They're having less. They're going to be up the whole night. The only thing is, we're afraid the whole night through one of them's going to doze off. So mainly you have to have an extra person. An extra person, already we're not afraid, but both doze off, and mainly it's mutter. That's how the priest explains this Rav. However, Achayim point out, later Achayim, that the priest apparently didn't see the Ravid in its original source. He only saw the Ravid secondhand, the way it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. If you look at the Ravid in the original source, there it's clear that that's not the pshat in the Ravid. The Ravid is talking about people who are really going to sleep, and they're sleeping the whole night through. And nonetheless, and that's the case where the Ravid says, we're afraid that Adonayim Chad Isser Iduch, and you have to have an extra person. And the Ravid's proof, it's clear also from the proof that the Ravid brings. The Ravid brings a proof from the following Gemara. The Gemara says the following halacha. We've mentioned this, we touched on it in the very first year. Have a chosan and kala. After the chuppah, and the kala became a nida. Before the marriage was consummated, or she was a nida at the chuppah itself. So the Gemara says that even though ordinarily we say that a husband and wife, even when the wife is a nida, are allowed to be misyachet together, but the chosan and kala are different. Since they were never had an opportunity to consummate the marriage, so the Yetzirah is very, very strong, and therefore they need an extra strong shmira. And therefore the Gemara says, Hu yoshein ben ha'anoshim, v'hi yoshein ben ha'anoshim. At night when they go to sleep, he has to be with men, she has to be with women. Hu yoshein ben ha'anoshim, v'hi yoshein ben ha'anoshim. There's a shayla in Rishonim how to understand exactly what those words mean. Some Rishonim say it means that either or. Either he has somebody sleeping with him, or she has somebody sleeping with her. You don't have to have both. Other Rishonim say, no, you have to have both. He has to have men with him, and she has to have women with her. Then there's another shaila. What does it mean, anoshim? How many anoshim is anoshim? Do you need many men, one man? What does it mean? Hu yoshin pashut means, hu yoshin ben ha anoshim. He has to have two people with him. The hi yoshin ben ha anoshim means she has to have two people with her. That's what I would understand. Another Mishnah, the Mordechai says, no, Hu Yoshin Ben Ha'anoshim means he sleeps with a man, and that's called Ben, for some reason, Ben Ha'anoshim, and he Yoshin Ben Ha'anoshim means she sleeps with a woman. But the Ravid is machmir on both issues. The Ravid holds you have to have two men with him and two women with her. Correct, the Ravid? What?
How do you mean So the Nisikalim explain
that since he's Ishta Imoi.
It's not Ishta
Imoi. Yeah, why she's Ishta Imoi?
No, she's not a stranger.
She's his wife. She's his wife. She still doesn't want him to be Mizana. They have a very strong attraction because they're Chok and Kalu who weren't able to consummate the marriage. So Mimela, it becomes Ishta Imoi. Mimela, the other women, he's not going to be Mizana with them. And Mimela, they could be Shomim, even though they're Noshim. But the Ravid holds the Chumra and all these issues. The Ravid holds you have to have two men with him and two men with her. The Minig is to have a Kotzen with him and a Katana with her, and not to require two. But the Ravid, the Shitas Ravid, is to have two men with him. He takes the Gemara Kipshutoi, Hu Yosh, doesn't say Or, it says both, and it says Anoshim, it doesn't say Ish. You have to have two men and two women. So the Ravid asks two things. First of all, the Ravid says, why do you have to have a Shomer for him and a Shomer for her? It should be enough to have Shmir for him or to have Shmir for her. What do you need both? And it takes two to tango, right? If you put a stopper on him, you put a stopper on her, either one, it should be enough. Why do you have to watch them both? So the Ravid answers that, no, since it's a Chos and Kala, and the Yetzer is Gevaldik, so we don't take any, you know, what did they say with Mark Twain? They sent him a telegram that his mother-in-law died. What should they do? So he sent back, bury, embalm, and cremate. Take no chances. So a chos and kala, we take no chances. We need a shmir for her. We need a shmir for him. All right, that's the first question. But then the Ravid asks, okay, so we have to watch him, and we have to watch her. But why two? Have one man watching him. Two men, two ksherim. He's a kosher, she's a kosher. And have one woman, let's say, watching her. Shanganuk, what do you have to have overboard? Two men for him and two men for her. So here the Ravid kicks in with this chiddush, and the Ravid says, no, since it's at night, so at night we're always afraid, at naim chad, iser iduch, while one is sleeping, the other one will wake up, one shomer is never enough. You have to have two. So you have to have two shomerim for him through the night, and two shomerim for her through the night, and that way we're safe. So it's clear in the Raya that we're talking about people who are sleeping, right? The chasen kalu, they're not staying up. It's not talking about the Gemara. It's not talking about a chasen kalu who are staying up the whole night. What is it? Tikkun Lel Shu'ot? Obviously, they're going to sleep. And nonetheless, the Raya says that it's enough to have two shomerim on his side and two shomerim on her side. So you see, not like the Prisha. That the Raya is talking about where they're sleeping, and nonetheless, it's enough to have two. What about the Prisha's kasha? The Prisha, Chayr is right. If you chayish it, that the shomer is going to go to sleep. So what is out there, a second shomer? So he'll also go to sleep. You're talking everybody's sleeping. So, behechuk, you have to say that if there's only one shomer, so the guy wakes up, I'm awake, he's asleep, so he feels that he's alone with the woman. But if you have two shomerim, so apparently, after all, the Rav is built on a Gemara. Apparently, Chazal felt, the way the Rav understands the Gemara, Chazal felt that once you have two shomerim, so the guy will feel, look, just like I woke up, one of these guys could also wake up. So one, he'll feel, one, he's not afraid. But you have two, so punk, he's the only one who's awake, you have three people there. He's the only guy who woke up. Just like he woke up, one of the other two people could also wake up. So maybe he won't feel that he's alone, that it's a state of yichud. So that's apparently the way the Raivad understands. So this is brought down la'alocha. La'alocha, this is brought down that you have to have an extra person at night. Now this is of course negay all the time. People have sleepover company. So you have two ksherim, two men, and one woman. It's not enough. If it's overnight company, you have to add an extra person. Now again, if it's ishto imoy, not. If this guy has his wife there, so ishto imoy, the place can say helps even at night. Even though she's sleeping, a wife is sleeping, one eye is half-cocked to keep an eye on her husband, and mimela, ishto imoy is always takes off the problem. But if it's not ishto imoy, so then at night you always need an extra shmira. Also, let's say you have a case, one is a relative. Let's say a guy is alone at night, a guy is alone with his, he has, I had a case like this once upon a time. A guy was living with his mother, and they wanted to have a sleepover company, a girl, and the shaila is it mutter or not, is it yichud or not? So normally we say that if a mother is a shomer, because she's not a person not chosid with his mother, so mimela she's a shomer for the other woman as well. And it's mutter, one man, even though one man with two women is ordinarily a problem, but if one of them is his mother, or his daughter, or his sister, we paskin, so mimele it's mutter. But here it's overnight, so you always have to be chayshus, one of them is sleeping, his mother could be sleeping, and the other one could be awake. Mimele it's a state of yichud. At night it's not enough, at night you always have to have an extra person. So mimele it's a problem. There is a way out, we'll talk about later on, if she locks the door, we'll talk about that in the Mitzvah Shem later on. The Chazanish, but Pastor says that's a problem, and you have to have, and you need an extra person.
What?
No, what's special by a chasen kala is that you have to watch him and her.
So that's why you need three people.
The Rambam says two things: you need to watch both of them because it's a chasen kala, but you have to have two because it's night. And the Rambam says beferish: if it would be a woman. Two men is not enough. You have to have a third man because you have to have one person is always out of commission. One gets always snoring. You have to have another one.
So if they go on a honeymoon, they have to take six people with them.
Well, we're talking if it's a case where. Well, we're not talking about if it was if she was a nita in the case where she was a nita before they consummated the marriage. I mean, it's some honeymoon anyway. I mean, what's...
And in the daytime also, they have to have people walking around. I mean, I'm sure...
No, daytime, it happens all the time. So in the Hanami, it happens all the time. So the minog is that by day, they're always with people anyway. And at night, they have a little... So they take two children, and a boy sleeps with him, and a girl sleeps with her. And that's what they do. Place can talk about what if they're in a hotel and they take separate rooms. That's we're not going to get into that. That's a shayla among the contemporary Pleiskim. Would that be an aid? Let's even check into a hotel. Check into separate rooms. What?
What's in a separate room? She's giving him a key and he's giving her a key.
Yeah, but they have to go through, if there's no connecting door, they have to go through the hall. The hall is a place where Rabbim will walk around. So it's like they're in separate houses. So that there are Pleiskim, some Pleiskim say that's fine. Because since they can only get to each other through the hall, so it's okay. Others are not so happy. Right, others disagree. And the Mordechai says you only need one and one. And there's a child may be better altogether. No, for sleeping it doesn't help. Right, we're not master for this rabbit. We hold one and one, one child with him, one child with her. That's the minimum. Not to require two. Right. Yeah, but we pass him like this rabbit. The Ramah brings this rabbit down lalocha. This rabbit is brought down lalocha that at night you need an extra person. What about, the place game have a question. What about the following case? I mentioned before that Rashi Shita is that one man with three women is mutter. And B'Shas HaTchak, we rely on this Rashi. B'Shas HaTchak, we rely on Rashi that even though one man with two women is also not back in college, but three women is already, three women is mutter. And Ramah brings it as the Yesh Omrim. The different Makil says we could rely on that. Rosner says B'Shas HaTchak, you could rely on that. So that Rashi is in play. We use that Rashi. What if you have the following case? Let's say you have one man with three women, and it's a Shas Chak, we're going to rely on Rashi, we're going to allow it. But it's overnight. It's overnight. So then, for sure, it's no good, right? You have to add an extra person. Would it be enough to add an extra woman?
No. At night, everybody's
going
to sleep.
So fine, so we have one man and four women.
So he's going to wake up, and he's going to go to one of them.
Well, we but you have... Only in one room?
Let's say they're all in one room. Or in one house, but all the doors are open and it's all the doors are unlocked and it's basically it's a yichud. The front door is locked. Nobody's going to walk in the middle of the night, and it's a situation of yichud. You have one man, so one man and three women. So B'Shas HaTchak will rely on Rashi, will allow it. But here it's at night, so you can't allow it. You have to add an extra person. So is it enough to add an extra woman? So l'chayru, you could say, maybe it's also because if you have, let's say you have one man, you have three men we allow, right? Overnight, you have one woman with three men. Normally, normally only require two men. At night, you add an extra man. So l'chayru, here's the same thing. One man and three women, according to Rashi anyway, is ordinarily mutter. Here it's a night. We'll add an extra woman. So l'chayru, symmetry should dictate that if adding an extra man is good, go from two to three. So by women, add an extra woman, and it should also be good. Go from three to four. And some places can say that. Ramesh has a tshuva, and he says, that's what he says. He says, just like at night, if you're relying on Rashi already, if Shas HaTchak, you rely on Rashi, so just like at night, normally you need two men, at night you have three. So normally, according to Rashi, you need three women, at night you have four. That's what Ramesh is telling us.
By women, it's because of Shas HaTchak, right?
Right. No, so we're relying on Rashi. B'Shas HaTchak, we're relying on Rashi that three women is okay. What the Shaila, why is three women okay? So Rosh says, because three, he can't be boiled all three, so in Mela, one is always going to be left out, and she's going to be Megala. There's other Svaris, maybe from three, he's Bush. But B'Shas HaTchak, again, Pashtus is where you're right. Pashtus is we don't rely on three women, not even 100 women. You have to have an extra man. But B'Shas HaTchak, we want to rely on Rashi. But the problem is it's overnight, so can we rely on Rashi? We can't rely on Rashi, it's time with three. Can we go up to four and be matir? So Ramosha says, yeah. It seems to me that it's not the same. When you have an extra man, so what's the svara? You have one man, you have three men. Two of them are sleeping, one of them wakes up, the third one wakes up. So we say it's okay, why? These two guys are both sleeping. So he said, yeah, but he feels two guys are sleeping, one of them maybe will wake up. So Mimela, he doesn't feel that it's a situation of, he doesn't feel at home. He feels one of these guys might wake up. But if you have women, four women, so three women is still yichud. Two women is still yichud. So you have to have, in order to be matir yichud, you need three women awake. So now one woman awoke and three are sleeping. If one woman wakes up, it's still not mutter. That's only two. You have to have two out of the three wake up. Who says that? Who says that she's afraid? Who says that they're afraid that two out of three women will wake up? Loishamanu. You know that if you have two men, he's always afraid one of the two will wake up. But to be afraid of two out of three, mechatesa. So I would think that it's not necessarily the same. Nonetheless, there might have Haskins that just like you add a man overnight, and it's just like you can add a man, so you could add a woman. All right. So just let's sum up. I want to go on to something else. Very interesting halacha. Just want to sum. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Four women is definitely okay on Rashi. Four is okay with everybody.
No. Rashi holds three women is okay by day.
But what are you talking about married women? Not three women.
We're talking about, doesn't matter, married or single, unless the husband's in town. So then you have the heter of Baal of a year. What?
No,
a single woman.
It doesn't matter if they're single or they're married. Yichud is also with a single woman or with a married woman. A married woman is more kal, more lenient if her husband is in town, so you have baal beir. But here, let's say a case where her husband's not in town, or she doesn't have a husband. Whatever, cases of yichud where you don't have the heter of baal beir. We're going to talk about the parameters of baal beir when we get to baal beir. Yeah. So if they're all baal beir, it's for sure okay. If they're only one of them is baal beir, so that we had a discussion the first week, if baal beir is a shmira. I wanted to say that baal beir, I want to be medayik in the Rambam, that baal beir is not a shmira. It's a shmira for her, but it doesn't make her a shmira for the others. That was my shtickle tire. Other places can allow it. Other places can say, no, once one is baal beir, she's a shmira, and she's able to be shmira everybody else too. So I wanted to be medayik in the Rambam that it's not true. That baal beir is not a shmir. But the woman, whoever is baal beir, so she's certainly mutar b'yichud. It's very accessible. I think so. Okay. So let's just sum up, and then I want to go on briefly to something else. So we're not really going to have time to do it justice. We'll talk about it briefly. So what we've seen so far is the following. Halacha l'maisa, just to have a practical halacha l'maisa. One woman with two men, of course, is mutter if they're ksherim. If they're putzim, or goyim, sure, but even if they're putzim, if they're not religious, Pastor Chazani says it has halacha putzim, so then one woman with two men is still aser, or even with three men, 10 men, it doesn't matter. It's going to be aser. One man with two women is always aser. Because of back from Kalis, one man with two women is always aser. One man with three women, Rashi is a matir. Most Rishonim hold no, doesn't matter. 3 women, 4 women, 100 women, it's still aser. B'shas Adchak, we could rely on Rashi. At night, you have to add, Baderech, you have to add an extra man. So 2 men is not enough, you have to have a third. Overnight, now Baderech, of course, I said, nowadays Baderech, but derech means they're going to go, and it's a kind of trip where we're afraid one of them's going to have to go to the side of the road to go to the bathroom. Nowadays, you go in the car, but derech, you go from here to Lakewood. I don't know if that's but derech. They're going to go to the bathroom. You'll go to the rest area on the turnpike. It's not, there's no shash. You never, how often is it going to happen that somebody has to go off by the side of the road and go to the bathroom? It's not really so shchiach. But derech would mean if they're going hiking or something where there's really an issue, that one of them's going to have to leave and leave the other two alone. So but derech, you need another person. Balaila, this is more common. Balaila, you need another person. That's the rivet, which we paskin, that you have to have an extra man at night because of the issue that people are sleeping. This halacha, I wanted to really go into it more in depth. We're not going to have time to go into it in depth, so I just want to touch on one issue that comes out of that Gemara. The Gemara says the following din. Again, this is really a Gemara that's going to deserve our a little bit greater attention. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. But I want to take out one piece from this Gemara, which is Negea. Lamaisa, we have 5 minutes, we'll hop around one extra din. The Gemara talks about a case where you have two houses, let's say, where one is pnimi and the other is chitzon. That means that in order, let's say you have 2 rooms, and one is the front room and one is the back room. And in order to get to the back room, you have to go through the front room. And you have a bunch of men in the front room, in the back room, and a bunch of women in the front room, and then you have the Rishus Rabbim all the way in front. So the Gemara says that that's Osir. It's Osir. It's very not clear what's Osir, what happened over here. A very cryptic Gemara. The Gemara says Osir. Anoshim b'befnim, anoshim b'chutz, Osir. So what Gemara was the story over here? It's a shayla, and Rishonim had to understand that piece of Gemara. But the way Rashi understands. Well, let's say the Rambam, simple understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam understands to mean as follows: you have, let's say, a room, an inside room. You have 10 men. And you have an outside. You have no, it's the room that's further away, the back room. In the front room, you have 10 women, and then all the way in front, you have Rosh Hashanah. One of the men left the back room. A room is maybe a wrong word to use. It's houses, like separate. There's a door. The door is closed. These are separate houses. But the only way to get from the back house to the front house is by to their street is by going through the front house. It's like some kind of a apartment or something. So a man left the back apartment and he went into the front apartment. So now you have one man in this front apartment with a bunch of women. So the Gemara says that's how the Rambam understands it. The Gemara says that it's awesome. Because the Maestro you have right now, it's Machalikas in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara is that it's Mutter. Because even though that man is now alone with a bunch of women, but he's always afraid that somebody else is going to follow him from the inside apartment. So Mela, the Ritzvah says, it's like Pesach Pasuach. He's always afraid somebody else is going to come in from the back room. But the Halacha is, like the other opinion in the Gemara, that it's also. That's how it's brought down. Shulchan Aruch, that's also.
He's going through or he's staying there?
Well, as long as he's there, it's awesome.
He can go through, he said there's a shear, so he takes...
Yeah, but he can stay as long as he wants. He could stay as long as he wants. The shear is when you have no, when you're stuck.
He went to a Rishus of Avon to get...
No, no, he went from a, there's a back, he went from the back, and it was set up, you have a street. Right. So it's awesome. Because now, Lamaisi, he's one man with a bunch of women. That's the halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the Paiskim ask an obvious question. Why isn't this a case of Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabin? After all, we have halacha that if a man and a woman, even one man and one woman, even if they're alone together, but if the door is open to L'Shus Rabin, the Gemara says, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabin, it's brought down also in Shulchan Aruch. So if the door is open to L'Shus Rabin, it's mutter, because they're always afraid somebody's going to walk in. So here, in effect, you have the same thing. The people in the front apartment should always be afraid that somebody's going to come from the back apartment into the front apartment, and they'll interrupt the tete-a-tete that they're having over there, and it should be mutter. So why is this also? This is a major question that exercises the achrayim. So there's two major answers that the achrayim give. One answer is given by the Beis Meir in a tshuva, in a letter that he wrote to Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is brought down in Shulchan Rabbi Kreger, and Rabbi Kreger agreed with him. So this is the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kreger, two Gedolei HaPoskim. And their answer is that the din of Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabim is only if the door is open, and the people in the Shus Rabim can see in. But if the door is closed, and the people in the Shus Rabim cannot see in, you don't have the heter of Pesach Pasuach. So here, since the door between the back apartment and the front apartment is closed, doesn't matter that people can come in. L'maisa, they can't see in. As long as they don't come in, it's also a situation of yichud. That's the answer of Rabbi Kreger and the Beis Meir. Other Paiskim disagree. Other Paiskim hold that the heter of Pesach Pasuach, because even if the door is closed, as long as it's unlocked and people can walk in, you have the heter of Pesach Pasuach. In fact, there's a Tshuva Sarashba, not only Achayinim, but there's a Tshuva Sarashba who says this way, the Farish, that Pesach Pasuach is even if the door is closed, so long as it's unlocked. So then we're back to where we started. So then we have this question, so why isn't this the case of Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabim? So the other major answer is given by the Chayodim. The Chayodim answers that Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabim has to be a door that goes to the L'Shus Rabim. But a door that opens to a Chotzer or to another apartment is not good enough. It's not L'Shus Rabim. That's the answer of the Chayodim. Now there are some other answers floating around, but those are like more far-fetched answers. The Chazon Ish, apparently there's a letter floating around from the Chazon Ish that he answered is talking about a case where all the men in the back apartment are cripples and nobody can get up and open the door. I don't know, it's a pella that the Chazon Ish should have written such a thing. I mean, it's mamish very, seems to be very far-fetched. That's the Gemara's case, they're all cripples in the back room. What do you think? Yeah, except there's one able-bodied guy who went to the front apartment. There's another answer from the Aruch Haner. The Aruch Haner gave an answer. He said the men aren't going to go into the women's apartment. It's a women's apartment. So, you know, it says, like, you know, men keep out. So, Nenela, this one guy, he went in. But the other men, they're going to be afraid to go into the women's apartment without knocking. Also a little bit far-fetched. But the major answers are the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kreger, that Pesach Pasuach is only if the door is mamish open. And the other answer of the Chayodom, that Pesach Pasuach is only if it's open to a Shus Rabim, and not if it's open to only a chos. Now the minhag is to be mekel, and not like Rabbi Kreger in the Beis Meir, that the door has to be mamish open. The minhag is, because it's a shuvas harashba, it has the authority of the rashba behind it, the minhag is to be mekel, and even if the door is closed, As long as it's unlocked, we rely that as halacha of Pesach Pasuach L'Shusaravim. However, I think what does, as some Achrayim point out, what does seem to emerge over here, and this is the point that I want to make, is that if you have a Pesach if you have a door that's closed but unlocked, but it doesn't front on a Rosh Hashanah, it fronts on a Chotzer, so that's for sure no good. Because Mimon HaShoch is no good. In other words, unless we're going to go to one of these far-fetched answers, you know, like the Chazon Ish, that everybody in the back room was a cripple, but the push of the answers, we have two, the major answers over there, two major, we have a problem. The Gemara says Beferish, that the front room is Yichud, even though the people from the back room can walk in. So we have to say one of two things. Either we have to say, like Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir, that the door has to be mamish open for the Heter of Pesach Pasuach, or we have to say, like the Chayodom, that Pesach Pasuach has to be to Rosh Hashanah. We have to say one of those two things. We can't reject both of those answers, because then we're going to be stuck with the Gemara that says that, how are we going to explain the Gemara, that it's Yichud, even though the people from the back room can walk into the front room. So either we have to say, like Rabbi Kveger, that the door has to be mamish open for their head to Pesach Pasuch, or we have to say, like Chayodom, that Pesach Pasuch is only to a Shusarabim and not to a Chotzer. But one of those two things we have to do. Otherwise we're going to be stuck altogether. We have to say one of those answers. So if you have a door that's closed, but unlocked, but it fronts not on a Shusarabim, but on a Chotzer, so then Mimon HaShoch, you don't have the head there. According to Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir, you don't have the head there because the door is closed. And even if you don't hold like Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir, you want to say like the Chayodom, that, so then you have to say the other answer, that it has to be fronting on a Shusar Abim. Here it's only fronting on a Chotzer. So that's not going to be good enough. So therefore, as the Chidor writes and others, the Heter, you have to, even if we're Mekel in the din of the door being closed and unlocked, but that's only if it's open to a Shusar Abim and not to a Chotzer. This is Nageh very often. Let's say you have an apartment, and you have a man and woman are alone in the apartment, so you want to rely on the Heter, Pesach Pasuach, that the door is unlocked. So that's very difficult to rely on. Because the door fronts, not on Rosh Hashanah, fronts on the whole of the apartment building. The whole way of the apartment building is a chotzer, not a Rosh Hashanah. So, and the door, if the door of Mamish be open, so we could rely perhaps on Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir. But here, if the door is closed, but unlocked, so what are you relying on? The Chayodom. But the Chayodom says that it's only if it's Rosh Hashanah, not to a chotzer. And one of those things has to be true. So therefore, that's really very difficult to allow just on that basis. There may be other factors, maybe it's Baal Be'ir, maybe there's other ways to get around the Yisrael B'Yichud, but just on the basis of the door being unlocked, where it doesn't front on Rosh Hashanah at all, that's a very difficult thing to allow. Yeah, well, if you have Baal Be'ir altogether takes off the Yisrael B'Yichud. Baal Be'ir altogether takes off Yichud. You're allowed to be... Of course, Baal Be'ir has its own parameters, which we'll talk about when we come to.
It's reasonable that the Baal is coming back.
But not everybody agrees to that. We'll see. When we come to Baal Be'ir, we'll talk about it.
Common halacha, in the case where the husband left for work, okay, in an apartment...
No, a lot of places can hold the Chatanish and others that Baal Be'ir is even if the husband went for work, or even if the husband doesn't know where she is, as long as the husband is in town, you have a heter Baal Be'ir. We'll talk about it when we get to Baal Be'ir. The major limitation to Baal Be'ir is that if it's Liba Gaspa, if they're on intimate terms, you don't have the heter of Baal Be'ir. All right, well, that's another factor. It's very complicated. That's why it's taking so many shiur. Okay.